Blind Cool Tech Podcasters. My name is Nancy Vanderbrink, and in this issue of Blind Cool Tech, I am going to take the opportunity to tell you about the Kindle app for the PC. As you all may know, there was a podcast done by John Gallagher back in January about the Kindle itself. Oh, and also, you're going to have to forgive me, I'm outside, so you may hear dogs barking or birds chirping or, you know, so just enjoy the environmental sounds. I guess I wanted to start with an important difference between the Kindle app for PC and the Kindle app for PC with the accessibility plugin. I did not know there was a difference. I had an Amazon account, I had everything all set up, and then I downloaded the Kindle for PC app and didn't think anything of it, and then realized I couldn't use the darn thing with JAWS. So I figured, okay, that's weird. So I went and did a Google search, and lo and behold, there is a plugin. So what that means is if you are considering having the option of getting the opportunity to listen to the plethora of books that the Amazon store has, go ahead and look for the Kindle for PC app with accessibility plugin. I just did Kindle PC accessibility and it just kind of pops up. It has its own great little page and it has keystrokes and everything you need to know to get started. I'm not going to talk about how to set up an Amazon account in this issue. I figured you guys probably don't need me to do that, nor do you need me to tell you how to install it. I figure it's basic installation, hit the next button or not, basically. To begin with, I am a JAWS user. I do have some vision, so I could see colors and stuff, which is why I knew there was stuff on the screen with the Kindle for PC app, but I was confused as to why it wasn't working with JAWS. So, what we're going to do here in a minute is we are going to take a look around inside the Kindle for PC app with JAWS, and then once we have an overview of what's in there and where stuff is, I will talk about some of the keystrokes I like, some of the keystrokes I don't, some of them I use, some of them I don't. I have theories and suggestions on things that Amazon could do to make it work much better, but I'm sure we all do. So, and that's not my point. My job here is to just show you about how it works and make it a little less scary. So, alright, without further ado, we're going to take a look at the Kindle for PC app. Okay, guys, I am back, and I was just in Audacity, so give me a second.
Alt tab, JAWS.
Okay.
Alt tab, desktop, JAWS.
Okay, so we're going to
Windows
open the Kindle for PC app.
Okay, Kindle for PC. Enter.
And I hope you guys are able to hear me okay.
Kindle for PC. Nancy's Kindle for PC 2 - the practice of prayer level.
Okay, we're gonna go back to the home screen.
Alt Control H. Home context with.
Okay, all right. Now, when you first download the app, the website you go to will give you a whole bunch of keystrokes to doing things, and I find them to be okay. Well, to be frankly honest with you, there are probably about four or five keystrokes I personally use. I have not learned with great efficiency how to use the keystrokes that travel between sentences. I don't recall if there's one for paragraphs or not. What I'll do is I will point you guys to the website where you can find the keystrokes, or I might just include them in the link, however this works. I've never done a podcast for Blind Cool Tech before, so we'll see how this goes. So really, honestly, there are only about, to really call them keystrokes, there are really only two that I really use that are not standard keystrokes, really, if you think about it. Okay, for an example, to get to the home screen like I did, because I had been listening to a book earlier, I was in the reading pane and I hit Control-Alt-H. That takes you home, wherever you are in the Kindle app. Well, frankly, there's really only three places you can be. In your archived items, in your home screen, or in your reading book pane, whatever it's called. So, before we get too deep into the keystrokes, I'm gonna tab around and show you where we are, and then we'll go into a book and we'll look around at some of the keystrokes that are in there and some of the keystrokes that I actually use, and then I will point you guys to the website. So, first things first, we are gonna double check where we're at. Okay, the reason this says Kindle for PC 2, again, is because I had the original, and then I put this one on here, and I even uninstalled it and reinstalled it, and it still says 2, so, whatever. So, alright, so.
Tap home button press to activate press space bar.
So we're in the home screen, so I'm just hitting tab going across over here.
Tap archived items button to activate press space bar.
So, archived items, those are items that you have downloaded onto your Amazon account and you have not, for whatever reason, brought them over to your home screen yet. I don't exactly know if you have to move them or if once you click on them they move by themselves after they're downloaded. I don't really know much about that. Frankly, I just turned it on and everything appeared where it was supposed to. So. And everything runs wirelessly, so if you have an Amazon account and you have access to, well actually on a computer you don't need wireless, you just plug into an Ethernet plug if you have it, or one of the cards that you stick in the side of your computer for if you have a cell phone, or a Wi-Fi if you have that as an option. We have Wi-Fi at our house, so I'm on my back porch, but I don't need Wi-Fi because everything's here. So, and that's only if I wanted to go look around in the store, and we may do that at some point. So, alright, back to what we were. We were tabbing around and we just hit the archived items button.
Tab, synchronize button to activate press space bar.
Synchronize button. That's important because if you have multiple things you read on, like if you have a Kindle and you have this on your computer, you hit the sync button and it will sync to the furthest location wherever you've gotten in one or the other of the applications.
Tab title view button to activate press space bar.
I guess that's a way of viewing things on your screen. Frankly, I don't care. I can't see it anyway, so who cares?
Tab sort mode combo box by size, zero items to change the selection, use the arrow
sort
keys
mode
by
size. We're gonna hit alt down arrow and see what's in there.
Open list box, Kindle for PC. List box by most recent.
So I'm having to go up because I went down and it didn't do anything.
By author. By title.
So let's do by title.
Enter. Nancy's Kindle for PC 2-Home. Home context with 5 items. Use the arrow keys to navigate.
Okay, so evidently that says I have 5 items in here. So.
Tab home button press to activate press space bar. Tab archived items button to activate press space bar.
And I'm just hitting the tab key.
Tab synchronize button to activate press space bar. Tab tile view button to activate press space bar. Tab sort mode combo box by title, 0 items to change the selection, use the arrow keys. Tab shop in Kindle store button to activate press space bar.
So there's a button there to go
home
shopping.
Home context with 5 items. Use the arrow keys to navigate.
So there's a button there to go shop in the Kindle store. I'm not exactly sure what that last message was all about, but hey, so what you do is you click on that button to go to the Kindle store and it'll open your web browser and you just use standard JAWS navigating keys, or I really don't know if it works on the Mac or not. That's really kind of something you're going to have to investigate on your own. Hopefully some of the Mac guys would be able to tell me more about that, because I have an iPod Touch, and frankly, I'm sad that the iPod Touch Kindle app is not accessible either. So even with VoiceOver on, it won't do squat. So that really kind of bothers me. But here's an option, you know, that we didn't have access to before. So, and I don't know about you guys, but I was jumping up and down when I heard about, you know, the opportunity to have access to books that you'd probably never get on RFBND or Library of Congress, or maybe Audible, but frankly Audible is expensive and I don't mess with it, so All right, let's see. So we, I hope we should be on the button for Kindle Store.
Tab home button pressed to activate, press spacebar.
Okay.
Shift tab, home context with 5 items. Shift tab, type a word here and hit enter to start search, edit, search, shift tab, shop at Kindle Store button to activate,
cool.
Press.
Okay, so what I did was, is I hit tab, and it, because I must have gone back to my list of books for some odd reason, don't know why I did that. And so I hit tab and it took me back to the home button, and I wanted to see what would happen if I hit shift tab. So it turns out there's a search box on the screen, and then you go back to the button. So let's see, where are we at?
Shop at Kindle Store period button.
Okay, and I just did an insert 5 on the number pad for that. I believe that's it, frankly, as far as what's on the home screen. So the only next thing we have to do is to open up a book and see what's in there.
Tab, type a word here, hit tab, home context with 5 items. Use the arrow keys to navigate.
Alright, let's see where we are.
Graphic 0. Graphic 0.
What?
The Anglican Vision Left Parent of the Church's Teaching Series, Vol. 1, Right Parent,
okay.
By James E. Griffiths, press enter or control O to open this book. You can press the...
Hush. Okay, so what I did was, is, I tapped over, and it didn't give me information about what I was looking at, so then I hit one of the arrow keys. I think I hit, like, left or right or something. I don't know if that necessarily matters, but I figured I would hit an arrow key rather than hitting the space bar or the enter key, and God knows where I'd be. So, we're gonna open a book. I was reading this one a couple of weeks ago.
Black.
Oh, well, crap. Okay.
Enter. Context. The title of the book is The Anglican Vision Left Parent of the Church's Teaching Series, Vol. 1, Right Parent by James E. Griffiths. Press Control I for further instructions.
Okay, so you learned a lot from what we just heard. It gave the title of the book, the author's name, and it also said hit Control I for further instructions. So we'll hit Control I.
Control I. Navigation instructions. Press Control R to start reading the current page. Spacebar to pause. Forward arrow key to go to the next page, and back arrow key to go to the previous page. Use tab to navigate menus. Press Ctrl Alt H to go to the library view. The online support contains additional options.
Okay, so the one thing that really confused me out of all that information for a while was which one is forward and which one is back. Kind of sounds kind of stupid, I guess, but I really didn't know which one was forward and which one was back. So what I figured out, and this may also apply to the up and down arrows also, I find myself using left and right. Left arrow key to go back a page, right arrow key to go forward a page. There are other keystrokes to read by sentence. I think it's a weird one, like comma or semicolon in something or other. I don't know. Frankly, I don't use it. If I were looking for a word, to be frankly honest with you, because it's one of those obscure keystrokes that I probably would not use very often, I would have the help page up and do that. And actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to get to the help page.
Home page, menu to move for items, press up or down arrow, graphic 25. Help menu. Send feedback, buy a Kindle, check for problems, about Kindle for PC.
So it's really great because it's right, you have access to it right from here. So you could go to about Kindle for PC.
Enter, leaving menus about Kindle for PC. Close button to activate, press space.
Crap, never mind.
Space.
Wrong thing. Oops. Let's see, where is it?
Alt H menu to help menu. Send feedback. Buy a Kindle. Check for problem about Kindle for help.
Oh, you got to help. Duh.
Enter, leaving menus. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting. 1%. 100%. Page has one heading and 8 links. Amazon.com. Help : Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin help. Link close window. Link graphic close window. Graphic image of Kindle application on the PC computer. Heading level 1 Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin Kindle for PC 4.
Okay. Made that stop talking. So what it did was when I went to help, I'm pretty sure you can probably press F1. You know what? Let's give it a whirl and see what happens.
Alt F4.
Let's see. F1.
F1. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting.
Yep. Took you to the exact
same
page.
Help graphic. Page has one heading and 8 links. Graphic help. Help. Link close window. Close.
Yep. To the exact same page. So, that's an option. That's a good old trusty Windows keystroke that I'm pretty sure every JAWS user and probably most Zoom Text users know too. So what I found, it's a nice little website. It's got 6 or 7 links on it. It's pretty small. It's nicely self-contained. It won't take you to any weird web pages anywhere. So getting lost it's really hard to get lost, and I'm known for getting lost, so you should be okay. That's the help website if you want to. I'm going to go to the links list and let you hear what's in here.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Close window. Close Kindle.
So.
Free. Microsoft Windows. www.amazon.com/Kindle/accessibility.
So that's the website, Kindle.com/accessibility, where you'll find a lot of information about things.
Getting started.
Getting started. That's always a helpful thing to have.
Reading with Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin.
Tells you how to do it.
Accessibility shortcuts.
Keystrokes.
General shortcuts.
More keystrokes.
System requirements. Support.
Yada, yada, yada. So,
escape, close window, link.
There are some really neat keystrokes in the app that
alt tab,
I do use.
Alt tab, Nancy.
Okay. One of them, well, there's a couple of them. To change the voice, you can change the voice from male to female. And I'm not talking about the Jaws voice, I'm talking about the NeoSpeech voice that was talking when I hit Control I earlier. I believe it's Control Shift V.
Control Shift V.
Book narration voice changed to female.
Yep, precisely. I don't like her, I find her very annoying to listen to.
Control Shift narration voice changed to male.
I find him much nicer to listen to, but I'm a girl, that could be why. So, who knows? There's another keystroke that I use. You can change the font size, and if you can't see it, you might be like, well, why do I care? Well, what I actually found is if you change the font size to the smallest setting, I think you hit it like 3 or 4 times, your words appear really small on the screen, but what's great about that is you don't constantly have to hit the page forward button. Because the thing about the Kindle app is it's only going to read one page at a time, which is a pain. But if you make the font smaller, it's not as, well, it's not as awful as it could have been with the font being really big. So folks that have vision, it's kind of a trade-off, really. There are some things that you can make the font really big, which is really nice about the Kindle app. And I do occasionally just to kind of see if I could see something, but frankly, it's a book. I don't read books visually, they wear me out, so I listen to them instead. So I make the font really small. And how you do that is you do Control plus Control minus. I use the two buttons to the left of the backspace key on my laptop here.
Control dash. Control dash.
And that seems to work for me. Now, from what I understand, I believe I'm at the end of this book. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the beginning. How do I do that?
Home.
Nope.
File to navigate. View to navigate. Go to navigate. Menu. Go menu. Home to move for light. Cover. Table of contents. Beginning. Enter. Leaving menus.
Beginning. Ta-da. Okay. So, now, we have text on the screen. Frankly, Jaws will not tell you that we have text on the screen. You just kind of have to take it for granted, which I don't particularly like about that, but so be it. That's the way we are, I guess.
Control dash.
Just making sure my font was small. So now we've got the app open. Everybody wants to know, well, how do I read a book? It's actually really pretty darn easy, which I was very happy to figure out. Oh, and another really interesting thing I learned is that on the Kindle for PC app website, it says that you have to have a Jaws screen reader or a screen reader open to read the menus and such. Well, that's true, but you don't have to have the Jaws screen reader open to read the book itself. This keystroke is a universal keystroke, whether you have Jaws on or not. So, folks that have enough vision to be able to see the menus, I would use the keystroke without having to turn whatever on if you don't need it, because it slows your computer down and XYZ. So, but for me, because I need Jaws, because I can't see what's on the computer screen, I leave Jaws on. So, whether it's on or off, this keystroke always works, because I tested it, I wanted to be sure. So, a really awesome, easy keystroke to read a book is Control R for read. Ta-da!
Control there is no text on this page.
What?
Control R.
Prep space.
Oops.
As the new church's teaching series, most 50 years ago, a series for the Episcopal Church called The Church's Teaching was launched with the publication of Robert Denton's The Holy Scriptures in Space.
Okay, so, to shut it up, okay. There is a bug that I don't particularly like about this app, and it may be my settings in JAWS. I don't exactly know. When I hit Control R, the computer JAWS says something, but the problem is, NeoSpeech says something at the exact same time. So frankly, I have no idea what either one of them just said. So I try to hit the control key really quickly to shut JAWS up. And the problem with doing the command where you turn JAWS off or go to sleep in the program, how you can go into the manager and make JAWS be quiet sometimes, that won't work for here because I need JAWS to talk to me. So it would be nice if there was a bit of a delay between hitting Control R and NeoSpeech talking, but then we would get annoyed because there's a delay. So I don't know how to deal with that. That's not something that's in my purview of knowledge, but that's my opinion, solely my opinion. So another important piece of information that you're gonna want to know is, well, this thing's talking really fast. How do I slow it down? How do I make it go faster if it's too slow? That's actually not very hard to do. The keystroke for this, I believe, is Control Alt up arrow and Control Alt down arrow, I think. We'll see what happens.
Not at the table. Not at the table.
Okay, that's not right.
Control Shift up arrow.
No. It's one of those obscure keystrokes that I don't use very often, to be frankly honest with you. I'm gonna have to look that one up. Huh, okay. Because I evidently don't know that keystroke.
F1, Amazon.com.
We'll just go in here Amazon. And I'll take you along for a ride here.
General shortcuts. Enter Amazon.com help colon Kindle for help.
Okay, 100 let's see here.
Column 1, row 1, action. Wrapping the top column.
Oops.
1. Link. There are no blocks. Tab reading link. Tab top of page link. Tab out of table return to Kindle for people. Shift tab top of page link. Link. Control R. Link. Pause slash restart reading left parent from current position right parent.
That's another thing is Control R. Control R and spacebar, I have noticed. It seems like sometimes Control R is better to get it started, because I tried hitting spacebar one time and it didn't actually start. But I think it's because I just opened the program, so I'm not exactly sure why spacebar works sometimes and why spacebar doesn't.
Link, spacebar F6. Link, read current sentence from beginning.
Oh, well, there you go.
Link, control, left parent, comma, right parent. Previous sentence.
Okay, so I guess that means we hit F6 to read the
land control, left parent, comma, right parent. Land, read current sentence from begin land, spacebar F6. Land, read current sentence from beginning.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Read current sentence from beginning.
Read current sentence from beginning. Control, left parent, comma, right parent.
That's control, comma. One of those funky ones I don't use.
Link, read previous sentence. Link, control, shift, up arrow, left parent, or left arrow, right parent.
Control, shift, or up arrow, or left arrow. Well, it's funny because maybe earlier when I was hitting the control, shift, up arrow, I didn't hit space, so I wasn't in active reading mode, so it didn't read anything. I don't know. I've never, to be frankly honest with you, a lot of these I don't use.
Link, skip forward one sentence. Link, control shift down arrow left parent or right parent.
So down arrow or right arrow.
Link, add note to whole page.
The whole adding note thing, I personally haven't found a reason to use it. But granted, I'm not in a class. I'm not doing this for any real scholarly purposes. You know, there may be a word that I don't know, and so I'll make a note. Or, well, I won't make a note in there because I don't know how yet, but I'll make a note somewhere to go look up that word. It's a new word that I don't know. I believe there is a dictionary in the Kindle app for PC. I'm not sure. Frankly, I've never seen it, so I'm not really sure about that one.
Land. Control Shift End. Land. Highlight whole page.
Control Shift End. Highlight whole page. Kind of sounds like the keystroke in Jaws, you know, the shift end. Or shift, yeah, shift end. Or shift page, no. Control Shift End does the exact same thing. Sorry, guys.
Land. Control Shift H.
Control Shift H, that goes home.
Land. Toggle voice left parent mail slash female right parent. Land. Control Shift H. Land. Highlight whole page.
Whoa. Hold up. Huh, okay, Control Shift H, that's highlight whole page.
Land, Control Shift H, Land, toggle voice left parent, male slash female right parent. Land, Control Shift V.
That's Control Shift V to change the voice.
Land, increase speech rate. Land, shift left parent plus right parent.
Shift plus.
Land, decrease speech rate. Land, shift left parent dash right parent.
Okay, that's why I didn't remember it, because it's similar to the magnification up and down button. It's shift instead of control. Duh. That doesn't make sense too badly, but again, there's a lot of these keystrokes that if you want to have really specific navigation in something, like if you run across something and you didn't hear what it said, you know, hit spacebar, hit the button to go back a sentence, you know, that's great. Frankly, I don't know. For whatever reason, I just haven't had to use all of these.
Land, announce current location within a book. Land, Control-P.
Control-P. Well, actually, let's see what happens when I go back over to our document.
Alt-Tab, Jaws. Alt-Tab, Nancy's Kindle. Alt-Tab, Alt-Shift-Tab, Nancy's Kindle for PC 2. Currently viewing location 25 to 37 of 1,444.
So whatever location 25 to 37 of 1,044 means, I don't know. Don't know if that's pages, because that wouldn't make any sense, because we're at the very beginning of the book. So, I don't know what that's all about. That doesn't really give me much information, personally.
Alt-Tab, Amazon.com, help: accessibility.
Okay, so.
Control-P. Land. Toggle continuous reading.
Continuous reading.
Land. Control-Shift-C.
Control-Shift-C. So, I'm going to give that a whirl and see what that does, because if it negates the reason to have to continue hitting the right arrow button to go forward a page, then that may be a really good idea. So,
control in continuous reading mode.
You are in continuous reading mode, so let's see what happens.
Space. Preface: the New Church's teaching series, most 50 years ago, a series for the Episcopal Church called The Church's Teaching, was launched with the publication of Robert Denton's The Holy Scriptures in 1949, and again in the 1970s,
I'm reading
the Church
a book about
another
the church
teaching series for the
you
next
know,
generation
because
of Anglicans. Originally, the series was part of an effort to give the growing post-war churches a sense of Anglican identity, what Anglicans share
hold
with the space.
We're gonna test this theory.
Control
we're gonna make the print
evil,
bigger,
evil.
And we're gonna see what happens.
Space. Preface: the New Church's teaching series, most 50 years ago, a series for the Episcopal Church called The Church's Teaching, was launched with the publication of Robert Denton's The Holy Scriptures in 1949, and again in the 1970s, the Church commissioned another teaching series for the next generation of Anglicans. Originally, the series was part of an effort to give the growing post-war churches a sense of Anglican identity. There is no text on this page. 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 There is no
space.
Okay, then.
Chapter 1: From England to Portishead of the Great Bit Space.
Okay, well, that's weird, because I saw the fact that it was flashing different pages, but for whatever reason, it didn't like that. And so frankly,
Control Shift in single page reading mode.
Control
Shift in continuous reading mode.
Control
Shift single page reading mode.
I don't know, maybe it's just because I cranked the font size up just to see what it would do.
Control dash.
But it didn't seem like it liked that very much. Not really sure why. That's kind of a weird thing for that thing to do. I don't know.
Alt-Tab, Amazon.
Go back over to the help page and see what's over here.
Land, jump to reading page. Land, Control Shift R.
Control Shift R. I believe that's like if you hit the tab key and you're off lost in the menu somewhere and you don't exactly know where you are, you hit Control Shift R to get back to the reading pane.
Land, read instructions. Land, Control I.
Control I, like we did earlier.
Land, table end. Land, click return to Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin.
Okay, so there's, you know, not too many keystrokes there. I think it said there were other keystrokes. I frankly haven't explored those in a while.
Alt tab, Nancy.
We're going to go back over here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the tab key and go out of the reading pane and explore this window and see what's in here.
Tab, page frame. Tab, home button to activate, press space bar.
Home button again.
Tab, back button to activate, press space bar.
I don't know if that back button does back page or back to the home screen or what that does. Frankly, I just use left and right arrow keys to go between pages because it works for me.
Tab, sync button to activate, press space bar.
Another way to sync, like I guess if you were here and you wanted to sync somewhere else, and I don't know.
Tab, add bookmark button to activate, press space bar.
You can add a bookmark to a particular page. I haven't had much success with that. I've actually kind of found that a little bit annoying because frankly, if you hit the space bar and you stop reading and then you exit out of the application, when you bring the application back up, you're going to be right on the page where you were. But the problem with that is your cursor is not going to be in the place where it was. At least I don't think so. What I found is when I would hit spacebar, it wouldn't do anything. So I would hit control.
Control R to read from space.
Control R, and it would start reading. But I was never really sure if it was at the top of the page, because I made my pages so big and there's so much stuff on them. It was kind of hard for me to know exactly where I was. And so that may just be, you know, getting better at navigating around. I'm not exactly sure about that one.
Tab, page frame. Tab, home button to activate, press space bar. Tab, back button to activate, press space bar.
Because I hit control R, it took me back to the reading pane again.
Tab, sync button to activate, press space bar. Tab, add bookmark button to activate, press space bar.
I bookmarked again.
Tab, go to menu with 7 options button to activate, press space bar.
Go to menu with 7 options.
Space.
So let's see what's in there. I hit space, then I hit the down arrow.
Table of contents to move for items, press up or down arrow. Alt, beginning to move for light. Location dot 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 to move for light. Cover to move for items, press up. Table of contents to move for light. Escape. Nancy's Kindle for
okay,
PC.
Okay, so evidently that's like the go-to menu, like we saw earlier in the file, in the file menu at the top.
Tab, show font menu button to activate, press space bar.
Show font menu, I guess that's like if you want to choose what kind of, because from what I understand for folks that have got vision, there are different schemes that you can use. There's white text on a black background, there's black text on a white background, and then there's black text on like a yellow background, or I think they call it sepia, to look like paper, which, okay, that works. But for me, because I'm light sensitive, I find the white text on the background, black background, to be much more comfortable, especially since I'm not reading the book, I'm just listening to it. I find it to be much more comfortable. But I guess if you have no vision, you won't really care what color it is, but you know, I've had this app for probably like a month now, and I don't remember what it was originally. It may have been the sepia color, but I know pretty much when I first opened it, I changed the color almost immediately because it gave me a headache. So we're gonna hit the tab button.
Tab, full screen button to activate, press space bar.
Full screen button. Frankly, I have no idea. Okay. Again, I say I don't care, because I just don't. I don't really care if it's full screen or half screen or what, but I guess folks that need more space and need their font to be bigger so that it takes up, you know, you have more room to see more stuff, I guess that would be helpful. I don't know, but there's the option there if you need it.
Tab, column view toggle button to activate, press
column
space bar.
View. I guess it's just another way of reading from what I've been told by folks. It's easier to read things when there are less words across. It's not as exhausting to read, and you don't get lost as easily. Again, one of those things that doesn't really apply to me, but there you go. So.
Tab, notes marks button to activate, press space bar.
Notes marks button. I have no idea what that button does. I've never tried it, don't know what it does.
Space.
I hit space bar.
Type a word here and hit enter to start search. Edit search. Type a text. Graphic 875, graphic 296.
I'm hitting the down arrow key.
Graphic 875, graphic 296. Graphic 875, graphic to escape.
I don't know. Who knows? I have no idea what it is.
Tab instructions. Use tab to navigate to the list of annotations. Once there, use the up and down arrows to select amongst your annotations. Kindle for PC will automatically jump to the selected annotation.
Oh, well, good to know. I hit the tab key, and that's what it told me.
Tab close button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay.
Space book reading context. The title of the book.
Well, good to know. So evidently that's for annotations, because I know like the book I'm reading, it's about the Episcopal Church. It would read along and then all of a sudden it would say randomly like number 4 or something, and I was kind of like, oh, what is that? And then I realized that must be a citation for what's later in the book, because when I got further along in the book toward the end, it gave a bunch of citations, so, and they corresponded to the numbers. But frankly, I find navigating around in Kindle app to be a bit difficult. Frankly, for me, it's just reading a book one end to the other. If you're having to jump around, I would think that would be very impractical. You may be able to jump around from bookmark to bookmark. I don't know, because frankly, even if you close the book, and you go out into the library view, the Control-Alt-H, and you go back into the book is right exactly where you were the first, you know, when you left. So, I guess that's helpful, more helpful if you're going in between application to application. Now, what I would also think is that if you have more than one computer, and you have this application on more than one computer, that may be helpful. Something really neat I also discovered when you're looking for a book, you are able to choose where you want the book to be sent. You can either go, well, because I had my iPod registered at one point because I thought it was going to work, and then it didn't work, and so I just kind of never bothered to deregister it. It gave me the option to send it to either my iPod or send it to my computer. And I chose to send it to my computer because I can actually read stuff off my computer. So, you know, I mean, it's free. It's not like you're paying for the application, but, I mean, for increased navigation purposes, and maybe it's just me, but some of the keystrokes don't seem to make any sense. Like, particularly the going forward and going back by sentences one. Frankly, if it were me, what I would love, would absolutely love, would be able to do something like, if you're using the number pad, or even the arrow keys, be able to go left and right with the right and left arrows. And that would go page forward and page back. And then maybe to go up and down would take you up and down by paragraph. And then maybe shift up and down, or shift left and right, or whatever. Although I think shift up and down to be consistent would probably work better to go between sentences. I'm not sure what you do about words, because honestly, the one thing I really find that I miss, that I've gotten used to with JAWS, is if I encounter a word and I don't understand the way JAWS pronounced it, because maybe it may be pronounced differently from when I heard it in class, or when the author was reading it in another book or something. I miss the spell feature, because that makes things difficult when you're trying to look up words that you don't know, that you've never encountered before. Because I found that in this particular book, I found words that I had never heard of before, or used in a context that I had never heard of before, and so it made things a little bit confusing to have to try to look up a word that I didn't really know how to spell. The one thing I will say is NeoSpeech, if you're not a JAWS user, and you're not used to JAWS all the time, and synthesizers, they frankly come easy to me because I listen to, I don't know, Fred or whoever the voice is. I don't remember anymore. But anyway, I find the Nina speech male voice to be really nice to listen to. And I actually had one of my family members, once I slowed down to speed, sit there and listen to a book with me for a little while, just to see if they could understand what it was saying and stuff. And they could. So, you know, I mean, there's another option. I mean, if you have enough vision that you don't need this app, but may want to give yourself a break. NeoSpeech is pretty easy to understand. At least I believe this is the NeoSpeech voice synthesizer. It's what it sounds like to me. But I may be wrong about that. So, as I say, this is my very first podcast. There's a lot of things I don't know. There's a lot of things that I've never played with because I just don't have, I don't find the need to. So if anybody else has greater experience with this, please feel free to share your knowledge or do another one of these things or whatever. It doesn't matter to me at all. But I would say if you do need help getting an Amazon.com account, you're welcome to contact me. I don't mind walking you through how to do that. It's not hard. It's just kind of one of those things. If you've never done it, you've never done it before. So I'm going to give you my email address. My email address is Vanderbrink, VanderBrink, Nancy, E as in Elizabeth, at gmail.com. And that's a pretty good way to get a hold of me. And it's been a pleasure, and I hope that this helps somebody, you know. Because, you know, I figure, hey, if you don't have the money to get a Kindle or don't really know if you want one, I found this to be a nice alternative. And to be frankly honest with you, a Kindle is just one more thing for me to have to keep up with and carry around when I've already got a lot of stuff on my laptop that I use on a regular basis. And I was really disappointed that the app for my iPod didn't work. Because I'm like, I was really excited that that might, you know, negate the reason to have to get a Kindle or to have to get something else. So, but there you go. That's my overview, I guess, of the Kindle app for PC with accessibility plugin. All right, folks. Thanks again for hanging out with me for probably like 25-30 minutes. Have a good day. Bye, guys.
Unloading JAWS with JAWS. Enter.